title is Living in the Era.
好，今天我们很高兴杨牧师从日本过来，在今天当中和我们一起分享神的话语。题目是当活在当下。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴来到南湾华人基督教会跟弟兄姐妹一起来认识。
I'm thrilled to be here so that I have an opportunity to know you.
我的声音可以听得到。
Can you hear me well?
感谢主，刚刚Elder 长老说，我还有Jared， 不过今天比较好。
好，OK， Thank you。
I feel much better about the jet lag today。
那我想就是当我讲完道以后，我们还有一段时间Q&A 的时间礼拜五我有分享我的服事还有。我的呼召的过程的一个 testimony 一个见证，等一下如果去完会，我们还有一段时间，礼拜五没有听我的，我们可以借着问答的时间彼此再认识。
I look forward to the time after this so that we have time to know each other more. Even though we have last Friday night we had some people over here to hear my testimony.
刚从日本来到这里觉得很舒服。
I feel very comfortable coming from Japan.
因为日本的步调很快。
Because it was rushed, fast pace over there.
来这里就很relaxed, 很舒服。
Here I feel very comfortable and relaxed.
从前有一个弟兄借我一出连续剧叫做《红楼梦》。
A brother let me borrow a TV soap series, which is based on the famous writing of the Dreams of the Red Mansions.
红楼梦不晓得大家有没有看过。
How many of you have read this famous Chinese writing?
红楼梦这出它这出戏里头呢？他就是讲到有一个贾宰很有钱的一个一户人家。
So this book writes about a famous and wealthy family, the Jia family.
他们每天就过着吃吃喝喝的生活，嘻嘻哈哈也非常奢华也非常的很有傲气因为很有钱很有权势。也过着晃荡，还有里面就充满了很多的爱情、诗情画意的生活，就充满在这个戏剧里头。
This is a wealthy and powerful family, so it was writing about those children in that family and their luxurious life. They are very proud because they are wealthy and powerful, but also their love lives and all kinds of debauchery.
好像有一种让人不食人间烟火的感觉。
It seems that those kids never need to worry about hardship.
但是如果你看这出戏到了最后，整个情况都改观了。
But even the second half, the scenery has completely changed.
那个情况就是充满了哀嚎、怨恨，还有悲愤，的那个情况。
There was so much groan, hatred, and bitterness.
因为同僚的出卖，所以整个贾宰，就家破人亡了。
The family fell off from the power and started declined quickly.
使得时伤的伤，好像本来是春天，突然就变 了严寒的冬天一样。
People died and got hurt, so it's kind of the scenery changed from beautiful spring to severe winter.
他们住在辉煌灿烂的红楼里，整天想的就是权势与拥有。
When they live in that big red mansion, all they think about is to own something and to own power.
有一天呢，当他发现，好像梦醒了一样，就才突然发现说，他所拥有的一切呢，不过就好像白烟云散的梦一样。
But suddenly they realize it's like a dream that everything vanished.
在《红楼梦》的这一出戏里头呢，让我印象最深刻的就是王熙凤，这个人物。
In this TV series, I was most impressed by this character, Mrs. Wang Xifeng.
这位王熙凤呢，她是一位能够呼风唤雨，也是绝顶聪明、有权势、有名声的这个豪宅的女主人。
She is in charge of this red big mansion. She is powerful. She has good reputation and very manipulating as well.
后来呢，到了最后，竟然是死在那个监狱当中。
But her ending was death in the prison.
她的尸首呢，也毫无尊严的被人用一个草席寥寥的就把它包裹，然后就任人拖着，就任意就埋葬。
And her dead body was just wrapped in a straw made blanket and dragged away in the snow ground.
这一幕让我看到这一幕让我感到很极大的一个震撼。
I was shocked by that last scene of her.
想到其实人的内心，是充满着那种求胜的野心。
I was thinking that this smart woman, her heart was filled with ambition.
外表讲求的是一个得胜的技巧。
She has many skills to win.
就是想要去获得，想要去控制，想要去掌控。
She was always trying to gain, to control, to manipulate.
于是呢，我们从这个故事，我们也可以看到，有些人就在商场里头就无往不利。
So from her, we can see that some people were really successful in conducting business.
有的人就在情场上就春风得意。
Some were victorious in their love lives.
也有人在权力的斗争当中呢，就力服群雄。
And some emerged as the champion in power struggles.
我们看见好像很多人在这个世界好像是一个常胜将军。
So we have seen so many people that are winners in this worldly affairs.
这个故事给我的一个感觉，一个提醒，就是他在最后就是好像是失去了在勇士里沦落到一个永远的一个失败者一样。
But how many of them became the loser in eternal life?
为什么呢？因为他们在世的时候把事情给看错了。
Why? Because they see things in the wrong perspective.
以至于呢，他们一生虽然是汲汲营营的努力的结果，但是到头来却是一场空梦。
So that even though they work very hard on what they pursued, but at the end, it was an empty dream.
难怪写这本书的作者曹雪芹，他在《红楼梦》就写了一首好料歌哈，来讽刺我们的人生。
Therefore, the author of this famous classic, 曹雪芹, wrote a famous song describe the irony of life.
我知道这个很不好翻译那个世人都晓得神仙好，只有功名忘不了。
The first sentence is all men long to be immortal, but they cannot forget their success and fame.
古今将相在何方？方总一堆草没了。
Where are the gray ones and the famous ones? Now they lie in the grassy graves.
世人都晓神仙好，只有金银忘不了。
All men long to be immortal, but they cannot forget their silvers and golds.
终朝只恨聚无多，直到多时眼闭了。
And they all complain that they don't get enough money, but when they got enough, their eyes closed.
人生在世呢，我们知道我们整天都是汲汲营营，我们不知道我们究竟在寻找什么。
We all know that we are pretty busy in all kinds of pursuits, but we have to ask, what are we seeking?
我们也不晓得我们究竟想要留住什么，究竟我们在忙什么。
But what do we want to keep on this earth?
所以在今天的经文当中，我们可以透过使徒保罗教导以弗所教会的三个劝勉里，我们可以来帮助我们一起来思考如何来做一个活在当下的一位属灵人。
So today, from what we had read in the Ephesians, there are three exhortations that can help us to become a Christian that live in this era.
在今天的经文以弗所书第五章十五节到二十节呢，其实它分成了三段。
We read verses 15 through 20. It can be divided into three sections.
第一段就是十五节到十六节呢，他在告诉我们，要爱惜光阴。
The first part is 15 and 16 is to treasure the time.
第二段是十七节，他所要跟我们传达的信息要就是要明白神的旨意。
Second one is verse 17.To know God's will.
十八节到二十节，所要告诉我们的是要被圣灵充满。
And the third one is 18 through 20, to be filled by the Spirit.
在这段的经文当中呢，使徒保罗以三个劝勉来劝导以弗所的弟兄姐妹行事为人当有的智慧。
So here from those three exhortations, we saw how Paul advised the Ephesian Christians, how to gain wisdom.
这三个劝勉呢，也就是一个我们实践这个三个劝勉当中，能够结出一个智慧的果子来的一个三个劝勉。
So if we follow the three pieces of advices, from Paul, then we should be able to gain some wisdom.
但是这三个劝勉呢，是跟十五节的行事为人非常有关系的。
But those three exhortations are all related to verse 15.
十五节保罗说，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
15 says, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise.
也就是说，我们行事为人要谨慎，不要像愚昧人，却要像聪明人。
In other words, we need to be alert. We don't want to follow the fools, but we want to be a wise man.
你注意看这一节的经文有一个架构。
See a structure in this particular verse.
它是把愚昧人跟智慧人做一个对比，来劝勉以弗所的教会要成为智慧人。
Here we see the contrast between the wise and the unwise, and it was advice that we follow the wise men.
那么我们会问，到底愚昧人跟智慧人的不同在哪里？
So what's the major difference?
愚昧人就是糊涂人，也就是这里所说的醉酒的人。
The unwise one is the foolish one, or the drunken one.
保罗是用酒醉的人的一个表现来形容是一个愚昧人的一个状态。
So Paul described the unwise as the drunken one.
醉酒的表现呢，我们知道如果喝醉酒的人，他们就是神志不清，行为就是很晃荡。
So we saw drunken men, they had no control of their actions.
智慧人就是 这里所说的爱惜光阴，能够明白主的旨意，并且是被圣灵所充满的人。
But the wise ones will treasure time and seek God's will and be filled with the Spirit often.
可见活在当下的基督徒所要关注的事情呢，就是一个属灵的事情。
Therefore, we know that, we see that, Christians living in this day, need to be conscientious about the spiritual things.
很显然的，属灵的事与在这世上行事为人是分不开的。
It is also apparent that the spiritual matters is related to our daily living.
因为在这一节当中，强调的是一位属灵的基督徒，他是一个活在当下的人。
A spiritual Christian is also one that lives in this day.
他们能够活在当下，在当下活出基督的生命，以致是被在生活当中充满了敬拜神、赞美神、荣耀神的生命，这就是一个属灵的基督徒，一个活在当下的一个表现。
The outlook of a Christian that really live out his life is one that that live in a life with full of worship and praises and give glory to the Lord.
我们常常有一个观念，我们认为说真正属灵的人，就是读经祷告。
Sometimes we have a misunderstanding and feel that spiritual things are only related to personal devotion.
但是，这一段的经文告诉我们，真正的属灵的人，他的生命是跟生活要连结在一起，而这个是关乎我们整个人全人的事情。
But here it clearly sees that your spiritual life is well connected to how you live out your daily life. Because this is related to a full person.
我们真正灵修的目的是要追求什么呢？就要追求我们建立人跟神之间应有的关系。
The purpose of personal devotion is to establish the relationship between us and God.
今天早上我起来的时候，我很感谢主，让我住在Elder Daniel 的家哈，他们家很舒服，也很安静，所以我今天早上起来灵修的时候，神就给我一句话。
I thank the Lord that I had the opportunity to live in Elder's very comfortable house. This morning when I came up, I feel very peaceful and I felt the touching of the Spirit that gave me one word.
那句话就是耶稣说的，我心里柔和谦卑。
And that is what Jesus said, my heart is tender and humble.
这就是今天早上神给我的话。
And this is what the word
那我就是我就是抓住这句话要来跟他建立一个很好的关系。
I like to grab this word and establish my relationship with the Lord.
我相信这句我心里柔和谦卑，也是神要我在他里头享受的一个安息，一个给我的一个应许。
And I feel this is what God want. This word is what God.Promise to me, and God want me to follow that as well.
除了这个灵修，就好像我今天领受到神的话语以外，我也要抓住神的话语在我的心里。我要每天与我的家人的生活，与四周围人的生活，我要活出这个话语的生命，跟行动出来。
And I'm also encouraged by this word because I aspire myself to live out this word with my family life and also in my relationship with others.
所以真正灵修的目的，除了我们建立人跟神之间的关系以外呢，也是在我们的生活，在我们家庭当中所展现出来的。
So this personal devotion not only affects your relationship with God, but also your relationship with your family members.
因此我们可以说真正的属灵人是活在当下， 在行事为人上谨慎，并活出基督之生命的人。
So today, the real spiritual person is one who lives his life carefully, and he can live out Christ in his life.
那么，如何才能成为活在当下、活出基督的生命，而成为一个有智慧的人呢？
So how can we be such kind of person that is full of wisdom?
第一个，我们要一起来思考的就是要爱惜光阴。
The first aspect is to make the most of your time.
什么叫爱惜光阴呢？爱惜光阴就是抓紧机会。
Another translation of that is to make most of every opportunity.
在这个机会当中完成许多有意义的事。
Take those opportunities and do meaningful things.
也要把握现在神给我们的时机或机会。
Also grab those time or special occasions.
因为在这一段经文保罗说这个时代是邪恶的。
Because Paul said, the time is, the days are evil.
因此有智慧的基督徒是在这个有这个时代的邪恶当中懂得如何分辨机会趁机行事的人。
So wise Christians are the ones that know how to discern the opportunity and take the opportunity to do the right things.
我们知道没有一个人能够很肯定的说我今生我可以活到多少岁。
No one can tell how long he or she can live.
我们的每一分每一秒其实都是天父上帝所赐给我们的。
And every second or minute,Come from God.
是天父上帝在我们的人生当中的一个生命的投资。
And it's God's investment in us.
我们将来也都要到神的面前要交账的。
And in the future, we have to give an account to God.
因此我们就要把握我们所有的机会并善用时间。善用时间就是懂得分辨轻重而在时间上好好的去运用。
Therefore, we need to grab all the opportunities and use your time wisely, to be able to discern the important versus the trivial.
我们就好像放在一个时光的一个输送带一样，会把我们送到生命的尽头。
It seems that every one of us is on a treadmill.That continue to move forward until the end of each one's life.
到生命的尽头的时候，我们不能够对神说：“啊，主啊，我再活一次，可以不可以？”
When we get to the end point, we cannot argue with the Lord that can we live one more time?
这是不可能的。
It's impossible.
我们的时光到底是被打花的，还是消磨过去的？
So do we just let the time pass or fooling around with it?
还是被有效的来安排利用呢？
Or do we use them wisely?
因为我们如果不妥善的管理神所赋给予我们的每一分每一秒，那么我们就会让这个邪恶的世代来管理我们。
So if we don't actively manage the time that was allotted to us by God, then we will beManaged or controlled by these evil days.
我们知道这个时代的资讯是非常的发达。
We know we are in the era of information explosion.
我们有电脑，我们有电视，我们有无线电传真机，我们有 DVD、录像带，世界资讯网络，各样的报章杂志，有这些的资讯。
We have all sorts of medias and technologies, tools available.
你可以足不出户就可以把所有世界上的消息资料，就可以随所可得。
You can get whatever you want by staying at home, but as long as you have internet.
不仅是这样，随之而来的就是眼目肚腹这方面的享受的广告也包罗万象。
There are so many commercials that bombarded us. Regarding all kind of temptations or consumptions.
只要你愿意晚间、周末、假日的节目，他们就可以为你安排的妥妥当当。
As long as you like, people can arrange for your vacations anytime you like.
我们说日间辛劳干活，工于尽情享乐，这似乎是天经地义、理所当然的事情。
We said we work hard during work time, and then we have some entertainment and relaxed. Of course, this is natural.
但我们基督徒的生活却不应该是落在这个做工是为了享乐，要享乐就得努力做工这个循环里。
However, our Christian life should not be just or drop into this circle of working hard in order to gain entertainment or enjoy life and enjoy life in order to because you want to have better life, so you work harder.
保罗告诉我们要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
Paul said in verse 16, "Make the most of your time because the days are evil."
我们知道这个世俗的引诱是相当大的。
We all know that this world has tons of temptations.
一不小心，我们就会受到它的迷惑。
When you are not careful, you will be dragged away.
因此，我们应当抓紧机会，把我们宝贵的光阴用在永恒价值的东西上。
Therefore, we need to grab the opportunity and spend your time on things that has eternal value.
爱惜光阴，另一个意思就是赎回光阴。
To make the most of your time, the other meaning is that you need to redeem your time.
什么叫做赎呢？赎就是要付出代价的。
Redeem means that you have to pay the price.
我们被主耶稣基督的宝血救赎以后，我们是赎主的人。
We were redeemed by Christ's blood, and we belong to Christ.
不仅我们的生命属主，连我们的时间也都是属主的。
Not only our life belongs to the Lord, but also our time.
因此，我们的一生的光阴就应该好好的去为主所用，不可随便浪费。
Therefore, our time should not be wasted around.
保罗在晚年，他被囚在监牢的时候，他也利用坐牢的时间呢，向看守他的兵丁传福音，领他们信主。
So even Apostle Paul was put in jail when he was old. He still took the time and opportunity to spread gospel to the jail guards.
这也就是说，我们不可浪费时间。我们要把我们的时间好好运用在永恒有价值的事上。
Therefore, we should not waste away our time, but we should put them to good use for valuable things.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要好好的爱惜光阴，我们要把握我们今生有生之年，要好好的来服侍主。如果神给我们有服侍的时间，我们就好好的来服侍主。
Brothers and sisters, if Lord gives us time to serve him, we should take those opportunities.
有一个人梦见神，他就问神这样说。
One person had this dream and dream about God. So he asked God this way.
他说，上帝啊，你感到人类最奇怪的是什么呢？
He asked God, what do you feel is the most strange thing that human being do?
神就回答说，他们厌倦童年的生活，急于长大，然后又渴望返老还童。
God said, humans are always tired of their young age life. They were really rushed, want to get grow up, and then when they grow up, they also like to go back to be child to be like a child.
他们牺牲自己的健康来换取金钱。
They sacrifice their health in exchange of money.
然后又牺牲金钱来换取健康。
And then they spend money to gain health.
他们对未来是充满了忧虑。
They worry about their future.
却忘记他们是活在现在。
They forget about what they live is now.
于是呢，他们既不生活于现在之中， 又不生活于未来之中。
Therefore, they neither live in this life, nor they live in their future life.
他们活的时候好像是永不会死去。
When they live, they never worry about one day they will die.
但是死了以后又好像从未活过。
But after they die, it seems they have never lived.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们可不要像这个故事所讲的一样。
Brothers and sisters, we don't want to be in that kind of scenario.
因为我们是一群被基督宝血所买赎过来的人。
Because we are a group that was redeemed by the holy blood of Jesus Christ.
因此，我们就要过着一个有更高目标、有更深意义的生活。
So we need to have a higher goal, a deeper, more meaningful life.
我们是一群带着使命来度过这个有限今生的属灵人。
We are a group of people that are living a spiritual life in this limited time.
倘若我们不积极善用我们的时间，而不自觉地让时间在电视机的前面或肉体的享受当中就荒废过去了，那么我们就会渐渐地忘记主对我们的托付了。
If we do not use our time wisely, then our time will be wasted away in front of the TV or computer or all kind of flesh enjoyments, and we will forget about what the Lord has entrusted us.
如果是落在那样的情况，我们会晓得魔鬼就会借着机会，借着媒体，借着一些的媒介，静悄悄的把一些属世的思想，把世界的价值观，把世界的道德观，在我们没有设防的心灵就输送进去了。
And the devil will utilize those medias quietly, put the worldly value system and the virtual views.And the worldly thinkings into your heart that is very low on God.
但愿我们都有摩西的觉醒。他说：“神啊，求你指教我怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。”
Let's all take Moses' advice. Teach us to number our days properly, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
第二。我们要明白主的旨意。
The second aspect for us, is to know God's will.
要成为活在当下、活出基督生命的智慧人，第二个就是要明白主的旨意。
To be a wise man living in today, we need to know God's will.
一个真正爱惜光阴的人，就是一个能够明白主的旨意如何的人。
A person who can use time wisely is the one that knows God's will.
我们做基督徒的，首先我们首先要关心的是什么呢？就是要分辨什么是神要我们做的事。
The first concern to a Christian is to know what God wants us to do.
那么我们会问，那么什么是主的旨意呢？
So what is God's will?
就广义来说，主的旨意就是整本圣经所启示的一切的真理。
In a broad sense, God's will is all the truths.Recorded in this Bible.
主要的是要我们明白神的计划、神的作为，更是要按着他的心意来遵行他的话语。
The Bible is to help us to know God's plan, His actions, and know His will so that we can obey His words.
除了广义，还有狭义这方面。
But in a narrow sense,
那就是神在我们身上的特别的心意以及带领。
Is God's guidance and special will for each and every one of us.
但这个狭义方面并不是这一段经文所指的。
But in the scripture that we read here, it was not referring to the narrow definition.
因为这段经文是就广义来说的。
But rather it's for the broad sense.
然而一个人若是能够从圣经当中去明白主的旨意，并愿意遵行神的旨意而行的话。
Still, if a Christian who is willing to follow God's will and willing to obey and carry out,
那么神就会在特别的事情上，神也会赐给他智慧， 让他有正确的判断与选择。
Then God is willing to grant this person the wisdom so that he can make the right decision and choice.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人的生命都是非常独特的。
Brothers and sisters, every one of us, has a unique life.
都是有神在我们生命当中特别的计划跟安排的。
God has a special plan for you.
我们每一个人来到这个世间绝不是偶然的。
We came to this earth, not as a random result.
因为我们一生的年日都是借着神在我们个人的身上有不同的旨意与作为所运行的结果。
Because every day of our life is according to God's particular plan on you.
因此我们就要去揣摩，我们就要去寻求，我们要去明白，并顺服圣灵的感动与带领来行事。
Therefore, before we do everything, we need to seek God's guidance to understand His will in us.
我们知道神赐给我们每一个人都有不同的恩赐，有不同的背景，有不同的训练，有不同的际遇。
We see that every one of us, has different gift from God. We have different background, different training, different experiences.
因此我们就要按着他所给予我们的，在他的旨意中尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力的为他而活。
Therefore, we need to, according to God's will, we need to, love Him, with our heart, with our soul, with our mind, and with our strength.
如果我们想要了解神在我们身上的旨意的话，那么第一件事情我们首先要做的就是先要认识神。
To know God's will, the first thing we need to know is to know God Himself first.
那么要认识神，那就是讲到什么呢？就是要亲近神。
We need to get closer to Him.
因为我们亲近神，我们才能够了解神。
In order to know and understand Him.
就如同一对结了婚20多年、20-30年的夫妻，他们平时就有很好的沟通，只要一个眼神，不要说什么话，对方就可以了解他的心意了。
It's like a couple who had more than 20 years of marriage, good marriage, because they have a good communication, daily, even a glimpse of the eyes, they understand the other side, what the other side is thinking.
除了要明白神的旨意以外呢，其次也要明白圣经的原则。
Besides knowing God's will, we also need to know the principles in the Bible.
我们需要时常扪心自问，我所做的事，我所要说的话，是否是能够符合圣经的原则吗？
We should often check ourselves. What we are going to do and what we are going to say, are those following God, Bible's teaching?
因为这样呢，就能够检验我们的内心的动机是否是纯正的。
In this way, we can examine whether our motivation is pure.
那么什么是圣经的原则呢？
So, what are the principles in the Bible?
那就是马太福音22:37-40所说的，尽心、尽性、尽意爱主我们的神。其次，也是相反的，就是什么？要爱人如己。这两条诫命就是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
The principle of the Bible is summarized in Matthew 22, over here. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments.
换句话说，我们所做的事，我们所说的话，是否能够符合爱神、荣耀神的原则？
In other words, whatever we do or say, do they follow the principle of loving God and glorify God?
还有加上有没有爱人的举动？
Do we have the action of showing love to others?
而这就是我们真正认识神的关键。
And this is the key of understanding God.
最后，我们要明白神的旨意，也要查验神在我们心中是否有特别的感动与带领以及印证。
The next one is to check whether in your heart you have the special touch and the guidance from God.
如果有这三样，就是第一特别的感动，第二有神的带领，也有印证的话，这三样都具备，那么我们就可以凭着顺服与信心勇往直前。
If you have the confirmation, the touch and the confirmation from God, then you know that this is God's will and you should work ahead, walk ahead with full faith.
我们基督徒的路其实是神一步一步带领我们往前走的。
The Christian path is guided and led by God step by step.
因此我们就需要凭着顺服与信心来跟随他的引领。
Therefore, we need to follow God's guidance with obedience and faith.
在我们服侍神的道路上，我们必须要认识神在我们身上的旨意以及他对世界的旨意。
When we serve God, we need to know God's will on us and God's will about this earth.
也更要体贴神的心意到底是如何。
We also need to know intimately what God's will is.
如此我们才不会被沮丧、被惧怕所击败，而能够靠着主勇往直前。
Therefore, we can move forward even we face perhaps defeat, fear,or frustration.
哥罗西书一章九到十节很清楚地告诉我们，神的旨意是与我们的生活是有关系的。
In Colossians 1, it says clearly that our life is closely related to God's will.
这里说，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住地祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
The translation is, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge and His will. There are all spiritual wisdom and understanding, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in knowledge of God.
显而易见呢，这段经文告诉我们，知道神的旨意与我们的行事为人是有极大关系的。
It shows obviously here that is our what we do is closely related to God's will.
因为知道神的旨意，就能够使我们的行事为人对得起我们的主。
Because if you know God's will, whatever you do or say is worthy of the Lord.
而这等人就是行为与信仰能够相对称的人。
And those are the kind of people that their belief and their actions are compatible.
要成为活在当下、活出基督生命的智慧人，除了要爱惜光阴，要明白神的旨意，明白圣经的原则，也要查验神在我们内心有没有特别的感动、带领以及印证以外。
To be a wise man, we not only need to take the most of the time to know God's will, understand the principles in the Bible, but we also need to check whether in our hearts we have the special touch, the guidance and confirmation of the Holy Spirit.
第三个就是要被圣灵充满。
Therefore, our third aspect is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
保罗用醉酒与被圣灵充满 在这里也来做一个对比，来说明圣灵充满的意义以及必要性。
Paul used this contrast between a drunken fellow and being filled by the Holy Spirit in order to show the necessity and the meaning of being filled by the Holy Spirit.
一个愚昧人就是糊涂人。
An unwise man is a foolish man.
一个糊涂人就是被酒所充满的人。
A foolish man is the one that is drunken.
相反的，一个智慧人就是爱惜光阴的人。
On the contrary, a wise man is a person who would treasure and make most of the time.
爱惜光阴的人就是明白主旨意的人。
Such a person knows God's will.
明白主旨意的人就是被圣灵所充满的人。
And this kind of person is filled by Holy Spirit.
一个醉酒的人，他的行为是荒诞的。
A drunken man lives in a debauchery life.
在中文新译本圣经翻译十八节，他是这样的说：不要醉酒，醉酒能使人荒诞乱性，却要被圣灵充满。
A newer translation, Chinese translation is that it says, do not be drunken because a drunken man live in a depraved life. Usually is corrupt in sexuality, but rather should be filled by the Holy Spirit.
从与醉酒的光景的这样的对比当中呢，可以让我们看见一些被圣灵充满的光景。
Here we can see that some people who are led and touched by the Holy Spirit will have those completely different actions.
我们知道一个醉酒的人，他是失去自制能力的人。
We know that a drunken man lost self-control.
一个醉酒的人因为酒精控制他脑子的中枢神经，就使他暂时失去惧怕的感觉与鉴别力。
We know that a drunken man, they were controlled by the alcohol, so they temporarily lose the sense of fear, and they lose also cannot discern.
他没办法控制了自己。所以这里所说的酒能使人荒诞，就是这个意思。
So here it says that wine can make a person depraved.
而被圣灵充满的人，他的言行是被圣灵所管理带领，就能够显出端庄美善。这个跟荒诞是成一个很强烈的对比。
On the other hand, a person who is filled with the Spirit and managed or controlled by, or guided by the Spirit, will show decency and graciousness, which is in a big contrast to a debauchery life.
提摩太后书一章七节说，神所赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
2 Timothy 1:7 says that for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline.
所以在这里被圣灵充满的意思是指什么？继续不断的被圣灵充满的意思。
So be filled with the Spirit means continually be filled with it. Continually be filled with the Spirit.
当我们基督徒悔改信主，我们借圣灵重生了，我们就立刻受到圣灵的洗。
When a Christian repented and accepted Christ, he or she is born again by the Holy Spirit, which also means they were baptized by the Spirit.
在受圣灵的洗之后呢，我们基督徒就要操练我们的生命。
And after the spiritual baptism, the Christians should practice their new life.
不要晃荡，也不要失去控制。
Should have self-discipline.
让圣灵来管理我们的生命。
And should be governed or controlled by the Spirit.
虽然在我们信主的时候，我们就已经做了，我愿意随从圣灵，一生跟随主。不选择肉体来做抉择和活出主的样式来。
When we accepted the Lord, we made a decision to follow the guidance of the Spirit rather than your flesh.
虽然是这样，但是我们每天每时每刻仍然要继续操练我们的生命，让圣灵来管理这个生命。
But on our daily life, we should practice such a commitment to be closer to God.
并且时常能够在圣灵中过着亲近神、被圣灵充满的生活。
Living a life be filled with the Spirit and draw nearer to God.
圣灵充满不只是指只有在个人的读经、祷告或聚会的听到唱诗、祈祷中会被神的爱所充满的这样的一个经历。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit is not just the experience of being touched by God's love when you are in such a meeting or you listen to a hymn or song, Christian song.
也不只是在这个被神的爱所充满，而让我们内心有说不出的喜乐与温暖的这样的一个经历以外呢？
And it's also not only when you were filled with love and you have the joy and the warmth at your heart.
就是除了这个，一个被圣灵所充满的现象，就是能够在我们的日常生活当中时常经历神的恩典与引领的人。
Besides, a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit is the one that can experienceGod's grace and guidance on his or her daily life.
对于一个能够在这样的情况当中活出满有圣灵同在的人，那么神就会使他在教会的侍奉当中，或在日常的生活当中，当面对有特殊困难或遭遇以极大挫折的时候，仍然能够经历由圣灵所充满所带来的能力，以信心与安慰与鼓励。
Such a person can still serve God well, even though in his life he may face difficulties, frustrations, all kinds of hindrance.
一个被圣灵充满的人就是一个被圣灵所掌管的人。
A person who is filled with the Spirit is also controlled by the Spirit.
因此，这个满有圣灵同在的人，就必有能力去面对困难。
Therefore, this person will have capability to face difficulty and frustration.
因为神已经将那个人的里面的人刚强起来了。
Because God has given this person a heart of strength,
使他能够去面对一切的困难与挫折。
So that he can face any difficulty and frustration.
圣灵充满的人也是一位顺服圣灵带领的人。
A person who is filled with the Spirit is also one that is submissive to the guidance of the Spirit.
如此被圣灵充满的人就能够，在这里所说的能够以诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
And they can say to one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
而这就能够形成我们基督徒之间一个坚固不可摇动挚爱的团契了。
And this will form an unshakable fellowship of love.
而口唱心和的赞美主这句话却说明了被圣灵充满的人能使人的灵眼被开启了。
The word, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.Says that by doing this, your spiritual eye will be open.
因此就看见了基督的荣耀与荣美。
You can see the beauty and glory of Christ.
这时自自然然心中就会涌出颂赞与歌颂。
And then naturally, your heart will be filled with praises and songs to the Lord.
因此就能奉耶稣基督的名。凡事感谢。
Therefore, one can thank the Lord for everything in the name of Christ Jesus.
这句话表示在我们的生命与基督的联合当中，人被圣灵充满，就更能体会神的爱的大过一切的。
And this is saying that if we are willing to be united with the love of Christ and be filled with the Spirit, then we can understand and experience that there's nothing greater than God's love.
因此，虽然人生有困难，虽然人生有挫折，但是因着神的爱，让他对神有更深的信靠与认识。
And because of the love from God, this person can rely on God and face any difficulty or adversity.
进而能够相信神所做的一切在我的身上都是美善的。
And understand that everything that comes from God has His beautiful will.
所以就能够凡事感谢，凡事谢恩。
Therefore, this enables this person to be thankful in everything.
感谢主，一位有智慧、爱惜光阴、明白主的旨意是如何的人，是一位被圣灵所充满的人。
So praise to the Lord that a person who is a wise man and use the time wisely, understand God's will, is a person that is filled by the Spirit.
当然，一个真实的圣灵充满是能够带来人际关系的和谐。
A person who is really filled by the Spirit also bring in harmony when this person works with others.
真实的圣灵充满能使人彼此同心，又能使人有美好的团契。
It also enables this person to work with others together and have a beautiful fellowship.
也能使人对神时时感恩与赞美。It also 能够生出敬畏基督的心来。
This person also will develop an appreciation and praises to God, and also have a reverent heart toward Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，没有人能够知道自己有多少时间可以活在世上。
Brothers and sisters, no one knows how much time remaining for us.
古话有说，一寸光阴一寸金，寸金难买什么？寸光阴。
The old Chinese saying that you can use 1 inch of gold, you cannot use 1 inch of gold to buy a small segment of time.
是的，光阴是非常宝贵的，并非是金银所能够买回来的。
We cannot use gold or silver to buy back the time.
光阴比金子更宝贵。因此，我们每一个基督徒更要善用时间。
Therefore, we need to make the most of the time.
并且也要靠着圣灵来创造一个有意义的人生。
And also, let us rely on the Spirit to create a more meaningful life.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Shall we bow together and pray?
慈悲我们的天父，我们感谢您。
Gracious Father, we thank you.
谢谢您让我们今天有一段美好的相交的时间。
We thank you for this beautiful time of fellowship.
透过你所给我们的这段经文的教导，让我们明白如何做一个活在当下的智慧人。
Thank you for this passage of scripture. We understand what consists a wise man.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够善用我们的时间。
May you help us to make most of the time.
也求主让我们能够明白你的旨意是如何。
Also help us to understand your will.
也让我们能够真的活出你要我们活的样式来。
And help us to live a life that is pleasing to you.
让我们在今生今世与主同行。
In this life.Encourage us so that we will walk with you.
能够更多的能够在我们的生命当中来见证你自己。
So that we can bear good testimony for you.
谢谢你垂听我们的恳求祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
我们这样祷告都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢杨牧师带来的非常好的信息和鼓舞，让我们都做一个聪明人， 于是靠我们自己不行，但是靠着圣灵我们能够。